Consider Jalen and Jacoby your parking spot to fall through like bruh, man, anytime.
It's an honor to be on you guys' show, man.
El Capitan, Mr. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
There's shows and there's the Jalen and Jacoby show. Major key alert.
So where my name come from? And she said it came from Jalen, so Jalen Rose.
You hit every day on the wall, my brother. You know that.
Yes, you did have to invite yourself on the program.
I can be dead
times.
And be on the wall. Yes. Bold bracelets.
Yeah, well, let's see today.
Let's see today.
Let's see.
More than like four bracelets. Bracelets.
Yeah. It's good.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks a lot, Kyler. You a beast.
You want the wrong guys. It's all good, though. I guess you'll learn your lesson, right?
Yo, I'll be watching y'all every day. Y'all some crazy man.
Celebrating 10 years of Jalen and Jacoby. He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it?
We give the people.
Yes.
What
they want.
Who's joining us later on in the program,
Gangsta
Mr. Rose?
Gangsta
Gibbs is coming from GSP.
Freddie Gibbs will be joining the program today. And you know one of the major things I love about him?
What's that?
He has bars.
He has so many bars. But we start with a classic NBA rivalry, the Celtics and the Lakers. Love to see those two uniforms on the floor together and love to see LeBron, AD, and Russ together on the floor all performing.
There's somebody that just watched this show for the first time today is like, why are they so happy? Why are they screaming so loud?
Love life.
We love this. Lakers and Celtics.
Look at those colors.
We love this.
Look at those uniforms.
Both of these teams got 17
chips. LeBron James.
I know they're not the favorites to win it all this year, but LeBron James still driving to the bucket, scoring in the paint.
I'm not picking against the Lakers.
Russ still driving to the bucket, dropping it off to people, scoring layups, and finishing in the paint. Anthony Davis is still a top 10 player. I get it. The Lakers have been hovering around 500. But these are the type of performances that make me understand that once a seven-game series starts to happen, and I see players like THT out there balling and Malik Monk out there balling, I'm like, they'll be just fine.
Jay, I can't pick against this team in a seven-game series.
I
cannot. What team in the Western Conference would you pick against them in a seven-game series?
I got more than one. The Golden State Warriors and the Phoenix. I got two. Yes.
LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, showing you what they can do last night. I would not pick against them in a seven-game series. You're going to be wrong. You're going to be wrong for that.
You're going to change your opinion.
Okay. I know you.
Nah.
Once it starts getting warm again, you're going to change your opinion.
And don't forget, we got the Jazz. I'm saying, if the Lakers fall below the equator, and I'm calling that the four spot, they ain't getting to the Western Conference Finals, fam.
Well, we thought it would be a easy Nets-Lakers Finals. However, that is not the case. Both the Nets and the Lakers are having a little bit of trouble. The Nets are number one in the Eastern Conference, and they made pretty light work of the Mavs last evening. James Harden, 23 points, but not just that. 9 rebounds, 12 assists. You've been critical of Harden. Do you think he's coming back into form?
I'm critical of Anthony Davis and Harden when they get ranked as two of the top 75 players of all time while they're still in the league in their prime. We need them to ball. And that's what he did last night.
He did last night.
Flirt with a triple-double. They were trailing by double digits. Harden did a terrific job of feeding his teammates. I seen Claxton hanging on the rim, which is always a good thing. But here's the good thing for the Nets. In the fourth quarter, they could just turn it over and give it to KD.
It's always a bucket.
Right? That's literally what, look at what they're running. Like, one dribble handoff, KD. One screen, KD. Like, this is, one pass.
Remember that Suns Warriors KD. Game versus a bunch of cuts?
One pass,
picks, screens,
KD.
Cuts, five pass possessions. Hey. The Nets don't do that. The Nets are just like, hey, KD, here's the ball.
Easy money sniper.
Yeah.
Easy money sniper. That gentleman is unstoppable.
Kyrie coming back? Is Kyrie coming back?
We need Kyrie to come back.
I hope he comes back. I got the booster, dog.
But here's the thing.
Just get the booster.
When he comes back, if he comes back, people are going to look at him as like a hero, right? He's going to be like, oh, my God, he raged against the machine. Well, he just got $18 million not to play. So if he does come back, that's his chance to help lead his team to a championship. Now, here's the thing I'm going to keep saying. If he does not play this year, to me, next season, KD's going to have a choice. And that choice is ain't going to be between OKC and the Warriors.
No, KD got an extension.
And that choice ain't going to be between...
KD got an extension. It's Harden.
That choice ain't going to be between the Warriors and the Nets. That choice is going to be between Harden and Kyrie. Stay tuned.
We'll stay tuned for that. Now, the Nets are number one in the Eastern Conference, but if you live in New York City, that does not matter. All that matters is the Bing Bong New York Knicks. And the Bing and the Bong were back last evening against the Spurs. It was a good performance, especially from R.J. Barrett.
In particular, how he was getting his points. Shooting the three. Mm-hmm. Driving kick right there, catch and shoot. That's where he improved his game. You got to be able to knock down that corner three. And again, this is why the Knicks offense looks different. Look at the color area, the paint. That's why Julius Randle isn't scoring as much. You see Mitchell Robinson in the paint right there on these highlights? That's why it's important for them to make shots from the outside. A little dribble handoff action. And Burke's been giving them quality minutes. Emmanuel Jalen's been giving them really good minutes. And so your Knicks hovering around 500 while not being the four seed clearly that they were last year, but having Nerlens Noel back and having Mitchell Robinson, as I initially talked about, they still can be a team that could possibly get out of the first round. But they got
to
do like
I got to talk to my New York Knicks fans.
And move it
I
got
to talk to my New York Knicks fans.
They got
to
move
expectations
it on
are too high. Expectations are way too high. Like, this is a play-in team. This is a 7-seed, 8-seed, maybe surprise somebody in the first round, probably knock it out of the first round type of team. Because right now in New York City, everyone's looking at this team like they're going to win the Eastern Conference, and they are not.
Oh, no, they better get on their main
stage and
start
not
looking at the front door.
Exactly.
They're not winning the conference.
Exactly.
They're not going to be able to do it.
But maybe they can make a big trade. And maybe they're a little more attractive of a free agency destination than they used to be in the pre-Tibbs era.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Now, the MVP in the NFL is a huge question mark. No one has come out and grabbed it. However, there could be a reason that Aaron Rodgers does not get it, and that would be his toe. He spoke about his toe issues. Let's listen to.
I did get some great information about my foot. There was nothing really revolutionary. There was no mindset change or anything. The biggest key is rest. I wish that there was another one of these weeks so I could get 14 to 21 great days without doing anything. But, you know, the toe is improving, and we'll see how it feels later in the week.
Okay, Jalen Rose. He's going to see how the toe feels. Some tells me he's going to play. I think he's like sometimes athletes like to put little breadcrumbs of injuries out there to make things seem harder. But if you look at the MVP odds, no one's really taking it. Like, if you look at Aaron Rodgers there in the number two spot at plus 550, that's a nice little value play.
Let's do a process of elimination right here.
Okay, let's do it.
Based on Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes' bodies of work so far this year, they've put in our minds that these aren't MVP caliber seasons.
No, no.
So neither one of those guys are going to win MVP. No. Kyler Murray's dealt with some injuries. However,
missed
he has
games.
The best team.
Missed three games.
In the entire NFL.
If they end up 15-2, I could see Kyler Murray winning the MVP.
And he still has a chance to play really well and pull up more big numbers as well.
Yep.
But right now, I say it's Kyler Murray, Tom Brady, who's been outstanding, and he's going to make sure he put up
numbers. Has he?
He going to make sure he get his numbers. They got weapons. Godwin had 15 catches last week. Gronk had 2 touchdowns. Mike Evans going to get his. Eventually, A.B. What's A.B.?
Come on, dog. Tony. Antonio.
A.B.
Antonio. Like, pay the chef, dog. You pay the chef. The guy cooks for you.
Just get vaccinated.
Pay the chef.
No, get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated and pay the chef. You can do both.
Come on, man. I can't
pay the
talk
chef
about this topic.
Give me your Venmo, A.B. Give me your Venmo. I got your chef.
Aaron Rodgers has a legit chance to win MVP this year. And I don't think he doesn't get surgery for that reason. But if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm considering resting longer. Rest longer. Didn't you just say Kyler Murray missed 3 games?
Yep.
Okay, so if Aaron Rodgers missed a couple of more games to get his toe fully healed.
Did you see what happened when Jordan Love played, though?
Hey,
did you see what happened?
I ain't worried about none.
No.
After
watching that 1 week that he missed, he cannot miss any more games.
He ain't worried about that.
He can't miss any more games.
He ain't worried about none.
He can amputate his foot. He'll still be better than Jordan Love.
Now, Devontae Adams need Aaron Rodgers to play.
Yep.
Because he the one that Jordan Love couldn't find when he was out there last time.
It is now time for a very tricky segment for us. It is time for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Jalen Rose, Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. He said that when he's not watching Cowboys games in the stadium, he watches football without clothes. Why would Jerry Jones just put this visual in my brain? Why doesn't he wear clothes while he watches football?
One reason, he's a billionaire. Boss move. That's all it is. He literally sitting around in his birthday suit with like a mimosa, whatever beverage he want, and got people treating him like he's a member of the Wu-Tang Clan. Keep feeding him and feeding him and feeding him and feeding him. And by the way, since the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl since the early 90s,
I don't need to think about his gray chest hair and like his belly and his like you know, his flesh. Like I don't want to think about that. Put some clothes on, Jerry. I don't care if you're alone watching the game. Put some clothes on. Put some clothes on. Jalen Rose, who is going to join us right after this short break?
This next gentleman represents Scary Gary, Gangsta Gibbs. Freddie, that is joining the program. Grammy nominated. Next.
Ever since you've been going to barbershops, when you walk into the door, there's a picture of various haircuts that you can select. As a matter of fact, in the future, I'm looking to be on one of those.
That's one of your goals, to be up on barbershop walls?
Absolutely. And call it a number 5.
I like this. Caesar built one of the greatest empires that our human species has ever seen. Guess what he's got? His own salad and his own haircut. So I want the two people on the planet that have signature haircut to be Caesar and Jalen. Two people, when you hear their names, you know exactly who you're talking about.
That's love.
How about a salad? You got an idea for a salad?
I'm not a big salad guy.
We'll work on that.
It's V Week on ESPN as we continue Jim Balvano's fight against cancer.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is our 10-year anniversary celebration, so we want to have some of our favorite reoccurring guests on the program, and who joins us right now?
One of the greatest lyricists the game has ever seen.
Bars.
Grammy nominated. Gangsta Gibbs. Scary Gary's own. Freddie Gibbs is joining the program.
GSPN.
Appreciate you coming back, family.
GSPN.
What an introduction, man. I love it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. Now, you are from Gary, Indiana. You're also a Bulls fan. How do you feel the Chicago Bulls' hot start, 17-8 coming out the gate?
It's good, man, because, I mean, honestly, you know, I was one of those guys that didn't believe in what Billy Donovan was doing last year. But, you know, now I feel like we got the pieces, you know what I'm saying? Like DeMar DeRozan, he a beast on the, you know what I mean, in the mid-range. And then we got Zach, he leading the league in 20-point games. It's a good combination. They one of the best duos in the league. And Caruso, you know, it's love. We got a good team.
And Lonzo, too. He out there shooting that three.
Lonzo, yeah. I can't forget about Lonzo. I mean, I feel like we got, like, three guys that could be on the All-Star team, honestly, to be honest.
They're going to be pushing Lonzo, for it.
Yeah, Lonzo having a good year. He really improving. So, you know, I like him for our team. I think that we're going to give him a good run in the East. You know what I mean? You can't count out the Nets, though. I still think the Nets the best team in the East.
Well, somebody that you can't count out is Tom Brady. And recently, he was playing one of his favorite tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was your bars. How did that make you feel when Tom Brady the GOAT was playing Gangsta Gibbs music?
Man, I know I love Tom Brady, man. I know he probably loved the song, but I know he was trolling the Colts for sure. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, look, I'm about to play the best rapper from y'all state and just, you know, go in on y'all real quick. But, you know, you got to love Tom, man. He the biggest troll and he the biggest champion, man. He the GOAT. He the greatest of all time, man.
Yo, can we talk about the fact that you didn't even put a shirt on to come on ESPN? Can we talk about that?
He's in shape. He in shape. That's what happened. When you in shape.
I'm in Miami. I'm good. I just left the gym. I'm training for a fight right now, man.
Oh, you training for a fight? Breaking news on Jalen and Jacoby.
Oh, we got breaking news.
Breaking news. Who breaking is news. Freddie Gibbs training to fight?
DJ Academics. He is. I'm a solid 185. DJ Academics a soft 204. So I think we can make that fight happen. He announced it yesterday that he wanted to do a celebrity boxing match so we can donate it to charity. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no money. If I win, I just want Academics to delete his Instagram and delete his Twitter and lead a rap game. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
So when you and him go back and forth, are y'all joking or is this like a real thing?
It's a little bit of both. You know what I mean? I could say that I don't really, you know, care too much about it. It ain't a real beef, though, I'll say that.
Oh, it definitely ain't a real beef.
Nah, not at all. But we could definitely get that celebrity boxing match on and do it for charity. We could donate it to whatever you want to do. Let's do it.
I like that. I like that a lot. What about your Bears? They're struggling, Gangsta Gibbs.
Struggling.
Man. What's going on both sides of the football?
We got to get Nagy out of there, man. We got to get a new coach. We need a new coaching staff. I like Justin Fields. I think that we should just sit him out for the rest of the year like they did Joe Burrow and just let him chill in there until you get a new system in there for him, man. But let's not get him hurt or anything like that. Let's just ride the year out with Dalton, man, and then bring Justin Fields back next year fresh with a new coach.
That's a good point. Well, here, pre-show, post-show, we are bumping your new track with Jada Kiss. How does it feel to be on a track
like
with a
Illuminati? Bars!
I mean, me and Jada did a track, a couple tracks like 10 years ago, so he always been a close friend of mine and a mentor in this game. So, you know, it's only right that, you know, I work with him on whatever I got, you know, coming up. You know what I mean? So it was just a good start off for the album. And, you know, I appreciate Jada always rocking with me. I was just down here with Jada in Miami, too. So shout out to Kiss.
Our Bezel, friend of the show, Jada Kiss on the show every day with the bus, no doubt about it. So I have to ask you, your last project was Grammy nominated. What are you working on right now? What's next?
Another album that's going to be Grammy nominated. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the first time it was, you know, you do something once, it's a mistake. You know what I'm saying? You do it again and, you know, you meant to do it. So I think that I'm in my groove right now. I'm finishing up my Triple S album. I think it's probably I know everybody always say it's the best album they ever did, but I really think it's the best album I ever did. So, you know, I'm ready to get back in there and come in swinging. You know, I got a lot of dope producers on this album. A lot of dope features, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely the most well-rounded album I ever did. So, you know, shout out to Boy Wonder. Shout out to DJ Paul. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Pharrell. You know what I mean? I got a lot of dope people on this record, man. And it's really going to be big for me. And I really appreciate everybody that's coming in and working with me. Shout out to Pusha T. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of guys involved in this project. Goodness. It's about to be crazy, you know what I'm saying, when I drop it. I got a song with Sway Lee. I got some joints. Shout out to Lil Baby. I got a song with Lil Baby. I forgot about
that. That's dope. Amazing. Well, yeah. You were in the building for the Versus battle between Bone Thugs and 3-6 Mafia. What was the energy like in that room?
It was definitely intense. It was love, though, man. I grew up on both of those groups. So it was good for me to, you know, see both of them, you know, do their thing and just to reminisce and just to know where I was at when those songs came out, man. Like, it was legendary. That was probably one of the most legendary verses that I ever seen next to the Dipset and the Lox.
Well, you are a legend, my brother, and you keep producing legendary projects. We love and appreciate you. Looking forward to catching up and breaking bread soon.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. Big fight coming up, man. Case Kane versus Academics. Let's get it.
Let's get it. You heard it here first of Jalen and Jacoby. Gangsta Gibbs against DJ Academics. Something tells me that you're more excited for that fight than he is, but we will see what happens. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back with more of Jalen and Jacoby right after this. It is V Week here at ESPN, and our partnership with the V Foundation highlights the urgent need for cancer research and the elimination of racial disparities in cancer outcomes. You can learn more and help support by visiting v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes directly to cancer research. Sending you prayers, Dickie V. Doubleheader tonight on ESPN starting at 7:30. It is the Bucks against the Heat. And then in the nightcap, it is the Blazers against the Warriors. It is all preceded by NBA Countdown at 7 p.m. where you will see Jalen Anthony Rose with a haircut and a suit unlike the way he appears on this program. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby with Jalen with a do-rag and a beanie and a hoodie. You can see him all gussed up tonight at 7 p.m. Jalen, we have some bad news in the NBA. One of our guys, one of our favorites, CJ McCollum, has been diagnosed with a collapsed right lung.
Get well soon, young bro. And for the Blazers, CJ being out, Dame currently out, the mama's court, backcourt not in the lineup, it starts making me feel like Dame's days in Portland are starting to get numbered. He didn't say it, but it just seems like the writing on the wall is going to need to be, if they're going to improve or change the dynamics of their situation, and he wants to be on a contender, the Blazers aren't going to be a contender soon.
Not a contender.
They just lost their general manager, and they just lost their backcourt, which means this season is getting away from them.
Well, you remember CJ got hurt last year, and that hurt them in the standings, which ultimately led to their playoff demise. And this year, without CJ out indefinitely, without Dame, they're in trouble.
And this ain't an indictment of how well I know Chauncey Billups going to do as the coach.
Mm-hmm.
You lose the GM, you lose your backcourt, the season hard gets lost games in the West.
Well, I want to thank Freddie Gibbs for coming through. We'll be back tomorrow and every day ESPN 2 at 4 p.m.
Scary Gary.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content for the people. Now, Jalen, when you invited me to the LaMelo 1-of-1 shoe release, I didn't know I'd be playing basketball. I thought that I was just going to have a friendly invite, shake some hands, kiss some babies, take a couple pictures. But, like, you had me working.
Ended up being the time of your life, though, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it. I love basketball. I love the sport of basketball.
Got a chance to hoop.
I love playing basketball.
You woke up yesterday and didn't realize you're going to get a few pickup games in less today. That's always good.
Yeah, it was very casual.
Right?
It was very casual.
Against people that you never played against before, really.
No. Had a great time. Shout out to everybody that was there.
Shout out to the Puma family. Shout out to my brother, Jermaine Jackson, who's LaMelo Ball's manager. Shout out to LaMelo Ball, MB1's out December 16th. We appreciate the love.
I wouldn't say this if I didn't mean it. Shoes felt good.
They don't.
You know, I wouldn't say it.
I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. The shoes felt good.
Duh. You see me wear them with jeans, and you see me wear them with shorts, and you see me wear them with a jogging suit. That's it. And you see me wear that pair that I got like about 10 times. You ain't never seen that.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah. You throw away your drawers, and you throw away your shoes.
Right. I threw away clothes at the airport leaving Buffalo.
Yeah, because dude didn't have room in his bag.
I'm getting these fly guys.
So we're outside the mall. Bag. I'm sleeping in the Uber.
He's tired. Long weekend.
A long weekend. Yeah, we went to Doha halfway around the world for 5-6 days, and I was less tired from the Doha trip than I was from the Buffalo trip.
Good point.
Buffalo took a lot out of me.
It was like 3 p.m, we was going to Fly Guy Signature Store at the mall.
Yeah, it's
going
to be like 20
West Side Gun. Jacoby's like, you know what? Y'all go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to take a nap in the car.
I'll be in the car. Me and my girl Ruth, the Uber driver, she held me down. I slept in the back seat while y'all went to the mall. I am good. But, yo, those shoes are dope. The whole event was dope.
Yep. Shout out to Melo Ball, who's out right now. He's in protocol with the NBA. Hopefully he gets well soon. Need to see him back out on the court. Been reigning rookie of the year.
Yeah, he is. But he's a star.
Yeah, he is.
He's an absolute star.
That thumper is the key.
Well, Do you remember people saying he couldn't shoot?
He can really shoot now.
Remember people saying Lonzo couldn't shoot?
He can shoot too.
Lonzo's shooting 44% from three.
He rebuilt 44%. His entire jumper.
It looks good.
Shout out to LaMelo. Shout out to LeVar Ball. Be a father to your child. Like Ed OG.
Shout out to Tina.
Shout out to Tina.
Tina don't get enough love.
Yeah, let's give Tina some love.
Yeah, you know, I feel like LeVar gets like 75% of the credit.
I agree with you.
Come on, shout out to Tina.
Tina actually deserves 95% of the credit.
For real.
We get LeVar 5%.
Yeah. Anything that good that happens with my kids is 95% my wife's doing.
LeVar, you're the 5% of the family. Pretty sure you love that. You take it.
Good for you.
How about both of his sons getting max deals in the league? It's crazy.
I don't think they got max deals.
I mean, you just be saying stuff. How much more money can you pay Lonzo Ball?
You can pay him.
He's getting like 30.
He's fine.
I think that's about as much as you can give him, dog.
He's fine.
I think that's pretty fine.
They had to pay a tampering fine for that, by the way. That's how fine he is.
That's how much they wanted him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
The tampering stuff is so stupid. Like
50,000.
It's like $25,000. We're gonna fine the Chicago Bulls franchise $25,000. Exactly. Like, all right, y'all. Like, okay.
Exactly.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Exactly. Well, shout out to the Puma family. We appreciate you holding Jalen and Jacoby down. There are a lot of shows in the industry. You guys sending us shoes, allowing us to host with LaMelo Ball, putting on for our program. We appreciate the love.
But how come you didn't play? I was running around playing
I was
basketball.
Coaching.
You weren't coaching?
Yeah, I was monitoring.
That's what you were doing. You were
supervising.
Yes, that's what you were doing. I don't hear a lot of coaching.
I'm super.
But I heard your voice every time I missed a shot. I remember that.
I shouted you on a few nights.
I feel like you root against me, dog. I feel like you root against
me. That is not true.
I feel like you root against me.
That is not true.
Come on, man. We supposed to be family.
Ain't no such thing.
We supposed to be family. The worst thing that happened to me is I hit my first two shots. And then I got confident. And then that's when it all went wrong.
And the crazy thing about all of that is I got a membership. I'm about to go back and start hooping some more.
Yeah, man. The thing about Jalen is Jalen has no idea how the geography of New York City works.
And don't
care. So this dude signed up for a gym mad far from where you stay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I was like, you get a membership over here?
It seemed like it only took like 15, 20.
You stay on the east side. That's all the way on the west side. You have no idea how the geography of the city works. You played for the Knicks. You've been working here for 4 years. You lived right outside New York. You have no idea how, like, the space in the geography of New York City works. None.
Yeah, it don't sound like such a good
idea. Do you know where your gym was?
No.
Name it. Name a block, a street, something.
I can't name a block or a street.
I know. You have no idea where you're going. Like, you need to use your consigliere a little bit more. We had a long conversation yesterday when I tried to call myself Jalen's consigliere. He tried to say the word consigliere like 15 times. He couldn't say it.
You did too.
We did. You know, I can say it.
And then we realized something. And people just overuse the word friend.
Yeah, just friend. Just friend is fine. Yeah. Friend
it's
is
like,
fine.
It's like a superstar in the league. Like, use that term too much.
So call 985-80-JALEN. And Jalen said he was going to give away some Puma cards. To your credit, you have given a lot of hoodies away. You went out with your own money, made Jalen and Jacoby hoodies, and then did something that no one else in the world does except for you, go to the post office and sent a bunch of hoodies out to the people. So you're going to have to do the same thing with some Puma cards. We settled on $150.
Done, done, and done.
So tell us during the holiday season why you deserve a Puma card, 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. And Jalen's going to be going to the post office.
Yes, indeed.
Like he does.
Trying to spread a little holiday cheer. Like Styles P.
We appreciate that. Mr. Rose, one of the things I want to discuss with you is the 3-6 Mafia Bone Thugs versus battle.
You know Freddie Gibbs was there. Can't wait to ask him about that.
Well, I was watching. And when I tuned in, they said they had some technical difficulties. And that the feed wasn't working. However, I soon learned that it had nothing to do with the feed or technical difficulties. It was because Busy Bone tried to fight 3-6 Mafia. So we'll talk to Gangsta Gibbs about that. Coming up
and
shortly.
Brandy on our shows from Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure to ask her what she thought about Busy Bone's attitude towards 3-6 Mafia. She wasn't happy.
Behavior. She wasn't happy? Why not?
She wasn't happy.
Why not?
She was repping her ten of key to the fullest.
Knicks Pacers tonight, Mr. Rose.
Mm-hmm.
You always overvalue the Pacers, I feel like, because you played there. You love them. Knicks Pacers, who wins?
Pacers. Who you think will have a better record this year, the Knicks or the Pacers?
Knicks.
Okay, let's bet on that.
What are we going to bet?
Whatever you decide. We can let the fans, 985-80-JALEN, tell us why we should bet, what we should bet. I'm saying the Pacers are going to have a better record than the Knicks, and here's why. Miles Turner, Sabonis, LeVert, Brogdon. That's why.
Okay. That's what you got?
That's what I got. Now, I know that each team that isn't where they want to be got to be picking up the phone. And in Indianapolis, pretty sure if Philly calls, they're listening, trying to see about Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
A terrific all-NBA performer in today's game who isn't playing currently.
How would that work, though? Like, what's the deal for Ben Simmons? Like, everyone likes to talk about putting Ben Simmons on different teams, but, like, what can the Pacers offer that makes sense for the Sixers?
It has to be a three-way deal. That's what makes this more complicated. Because on paper, if you want to move two of the four players I just mentioned, it becomes two of three because Turner just won't fit with Embiid.
No.
So now it's two of three, right?
Sabonis, LeVert.
Or Sabonis, Brogdon. But the problem with that is each of those players are 20-point scorers.
Brogdon is going.
I bet that's about what he averaged.
I'll look it up right now.
Yeah.
I'll look it up right now.
And.
Yep, 20.5.
Trust your brother. And what I mean by that is Ben Simmons ain't a 20-point scorer.
Can be.
He can be. He should be.
Put him on the Pacers, he will be. Without Sabonis and Brogdon, he will be.
But here's the problem. I don't think people value how good Sabonis really is. Let me just say that out loud. If you were like the Pacer game the other day, he had like 16 rebounds, like 9 assists, and like 18 points. Like, he be balling.
Yep.
Him and Embiid would be monstrous together.
I do like him and Embiid as a match because Sabonis can shoot three, so he can space.
And Embiid can play face, and he's has more skill offensively than Miles Turner. So gives him more of that flexibility. Plus, he's a rim protector. I love Embiid. I love Embiid with Sabonis. But if I'm Indiana, I'm not trading Sabonis
and Brogdon. I'm giving away 40 points to get back, like,
correct,
17. It don't make sense.
Simple math.
Doesn't make sense. Want to thank everybody at Puma for having us out last night. That was super fun. Want to thank Freddie Gibbs for coming by. No shirt. Dog, I want to be in a place in my life where I just go on TV with no shirt on. I ain't there.
Give me...
No, Jay. No.
Give me 6 months.
No. What do you think is going to happen in the next 6 months? Going to have you in shape to not wear a shirt on TV?
Well, I started when you said drop a beat. The first thing that came to my mind is when Ice Cube said, drop an old school beat. But then the first thing he said, and it's the answer to your question, in that verse, he said, the taste of alcohol is filling up my bladder. What's the date and time? It don't matter. Got a pocket full of phone numbers. They used to get phone numbers.
Remember phone numbers? I remember one time. I went to
y'all youngsters don't know nothing about that.
I went to a Hooters on 57th Street. And the bartender slipped me a napkin.
Know what I'm saying?
With a little note and her phone number on it. And like, I just did nothing felt better than that. Going out to the.
Know what I'm saying?
Going out at night and coming home with like four little pieces of paper with phone numbers on them. And then you call and leave a voicemail.
You know what?
Hello, Sarah. This is David. We met last night in the East Village.
You know, one of the funniest things about getting phone numbers is why did it always have to be on a very small piece of paper?
A tiny piece of paper.
What?
Always. Like, right. What was wrong with the 8x10?
Right. You know what I'm saying? It was the smallest piece possible.
I'm glad you're in a relationship because you can't read. You know what I mean? I seen the font on your phone. It'd be over for you now if you were single. Now I just feel like you just exchange IG. I don't know how it works now. A lot of my friends do the internet dating, and they're just like on the dating apps. They're like, oh yeah, it's just like
now it's just on an app. Now you guys have to do no work. Let me be old man on the lawn.
Do it. Do it.
You could just hit up somebody from Nebraska right now.
Right now.
And then just like everything they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stalk their story. Stalk their story. And then try to DM.
So one thing I didn't realize that people do is people look to see who watched their story.
Of course.
I don't do that. I never do that.
Well, it's like looking at your comments. Do you do that?
Yeah, of course.
The same thing?
Of course I look at my comments.
Same exercise.
You know what I've never, ever done? I've never blocked anybody in my whole entire life. You could say the rudest thing in the world to me. I'm not even going to give you the satisfaction of knowing that I care and block you.
You ready for this? I'll take you a step further than that.
Go.
Not only have I never blocked anybody in particular on IG, I blocked a lot of people on Twitter just to set up
reputation. You had a few years.
But you know what I never do? I'm not judging everybody else that does it because everybody else does this. I just don't do it because I don't like it for me. I don't like how it looks on me. You know what that is? I don't post something and then argue with people in my own comments.
No, I don't judge people to do it either. Some people do it for fun. Like, some people like going back and forth on social.
That's what I'm saying.
Some people like tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes. Whatever. Like, do your thing, but that's not for me.
Some people like chicken and waffles together. I like them separate.
They're two different foods.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want syrup on my chicken.
No, that's mine. You're stealing my stuff, man. That's mine.
You know what I love about this show? We about to end it right here. The white guy is owning the chicken conversation. That's in this show.
Yeah,
that's in this show.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. Fried chicken in particular. We're not done. We are not done.